CNN's Harry Anton, Trump's net border approval tops Biden's by 25 points. GOP leads Democrats by 30 points among independents. By Jasmine Jordan on July 3, 2026. CNN chief data analyst Harry Anton said polling shows President Donald Trump holding a positive net approval rating on border security while Republicans command substantial advantages over Democrats on the issue ahead of the midterm elections. Anton presented the polling during an appearance with CNN host Kate Baldwin, saying, "President Trump has been the most transformative president when it comes to border security. And when it comes to border security, particularly, it's paying off for him in the polls. Trump has a net approval rating of +2 on border security, compared with Biden's -23 rating in June 2022. He is on the positive side of the ledger at +2 points. So he's 25 points more popular than Joe Biden was at this point in his presidency," Anton said. "And the American people, when it comes to President Trump, actually like the job that he is doing when it comes to border security, in particular. Watch, you're a disgrace. Mike Lawler goes nuclear on Democrats defending sanctuary policies." Baldwin then asked how Trump's polling performance could trickle down to Republicans running for Congress in the midterm elections. Anton said Republican candidates would love to run on border security because polling gives the party a 16-point advantage over Democrats among all voters when respondents are asked which party they trust more on the issue. "Republicans are running away with it," he said. "Republicans far more trusted than Democrats are when it comes to border security. The Republican advantage is even larger among independent voters, with the GOP holding a 30-point lead over Democrats on border security, nearly double its 16-point advantage among voters overall. They are trusted far more on border security than Democrats are," Anton said, attributing the advantage in part to Trump's positive net approval rating on the issue. "Watch, why does my child matter less than an illegal immigrant? Angel mom berates Congress." Baldwin also asked about the difference between Trump's first and second term approaches, noting that discussion during his first administration largely centered on building a border wall. "When it comes to extending the border wall, it used to be quite unpopular," Anton said. He noted that in 2019, opposition to extending the wall along the United States-Mexico border exceeded support by 7 points. "But look at where we were by 2025, Anton continued. "There was actually net support for a border wall, at least extending the border wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. What we're seeing is versus term number one, there are more hawkish views in the electorate when it comes to border security, in particular," he said. Anton connected that shift to Trump's positive net approval rating on border security and Republicans' advantage over Democrats on the issue. "That's why President Trump is on the positive side of the ledger. That's why Republicans are trusted so much more on border security," he said. "And when it comes to extending the border wall, you can see more people support it than oppose it, at least in the latest polling that we have."